Psalm 100 this morning is where we're going to start. Sure, my heart is so full. I think our hearts ought to be full, don't you? It's so full. Thank you, Sister Hannah, for reminding the Lord. Where'd you go? Oh, there you are. I'm so used to looking for you and Brother Rusty in one place back there. Amen. Amen. I want to look at Psalm 100 this morning, and that's not the only place we're going to look. I'm going to try to just get a message across, and this could be easily a series of messages, easily, very easily. Stand with me, if you will, and let's read this together. Let's read this psalm together. Are you ready? Verse 1. Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endureth to all generations. You can be seated. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be here at Bible Way. Thank you, Lord, for the people that have gathered. Lord, we have visitors with us today. We pray that you'd bless each and every heart that's entered into these courts, into these gates today. Lord, we ask you today to help us in the message. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, just to say that would be pleasing in thy sight. Lord, I pray for that individual that doesn't know you, that this might be the day, and Lord, that they'd realize how blessed they are to have an opportunity to hear the gospel, an opportunity to be saved, an opportunity to live in America. Lord, we love you. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. I want to talk to you today about true thankfulness. And I ask you today to pray for us. I want to try to be as concise as I possibly can. You could spend several messages just in Psalm 100, but I want to get three things across today. And the reason I want to do that is because the word thankful is only mentioned in the Word of God three times. Thanks is mentioned many times. Thanksgiving, some. But the word thankful is only mentioned three times. And so the message today is built around those three times in the Word of God that we find the word thankful. The first time we find the word thankful in the Word of God is in verse number 4. It said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, be thankful unto him, and bless his name. Have you ever been in a meeting? This generation doesn't know a lot about it. It's sad to say. But have you ever been in a meeting, maybe some of you older folks have been in a meeting, where some saint of God got happy? Maybe they'd start up and down the aisle, and they'd be saying something like this, bless his name, bless his name. Just over and over. How many's ever experienced that? There's something, that you could put on as a show. But I tell you, the Spirit of God bears witness. Amen. When somebody just so full and so happy that they can't contain it. Amen. And they are just showing the praises of God. The first time the word thankfulness or thankful is used in the Bible is here in verse number 4. And I want to give you three things. The first thing is, it has to do with worship. The first time it's used in the Bible, it has to do with worship. I'm going to tell you something right now. How many's ever experienced a cold heart? Your heart got cold. And we use a word with that, Brother John, indifferent. Get cold and get indifferent towards the things of God. Let me tell you a cure for that. Start thanking him. You won't make it long, honey. There'll be a fire built down in your heart. You start thanking him for being willing to leave heaven and come down here to this world. You start thanking him for going to that cross and taking your place. You start thanking him, beloved, for your peanut butter sandwich. Amen. You start thanking him for a roof over your head, for your children, your grandchildren, for your wife, for the clothes on your back. And it won't be long, beloved, and you'll find a cure for a cold heart. Amen. God will show up and he'll flood your soul. I've said often, I believe most of what's being said right here in Psalm 100 is pertaining to the church house, going down to the house of God. Amen. But I believe this morning, if only worship you ever do is in the house of God, you're coming up short on worship. Amen. There ought to be a time when you get in that closet and just begin to thank him and just begin to praise him. If you've never done this in your life, determine to do it at least one time. Just say, God, I'm going to come to the throne. I'm not going to ask you for anything. Lord, I've asked and I've asked and I've asked, but I just want to come today to thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my heart and in my life, in my family. Let me give you three things quickly about worship. There's a showing. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Real worship will break out on you. Somebody said it like this. If you've ever been saved, said it's kind of like a measles. It'll break out on you. Amen. I believe that, beloved. Somewhere along the way, the Bible said that we're to confess him before men. Amen. That it'll break out on us. Look what the Bible said in Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Brother Steve, I looked over there a while ago when Brother Ralph was leading the singing. Brother Steve, me and you may be in the same category when it comes to singing, but we're doing our best, brother. Amen. We might not have been on key. We might not have had the right note, but hallelujah, we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord. The Bible said, serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Many pastors have come to church today and gotten a pulpit today because they feel like they have to. What a sad commentary. I'm in the house of God today because I get to. I look forward to coming to the house of God. I look forward to the singing. I look forward to the shouting. I look forward to seeing what God's going to do next in the house of God. Oh, beloved friend, there's a showing. He said, come before his presence with singing. I thought this was interesting, Brother Steve. The first time the word thanks is mentioned in the Word of God is in 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse number 50. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, watch this now, among the heathen, and I will sing praises unto thy name. Hallelujah this morning. It seems like the theme in the Word of God is when people, they get so full of thanksgiving that they just want to sing unto the Lord. Amen. The Bible said that's part of being spirit-filled. Singing and making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Some of us have to stick to the shower, but that's all right. Amen. There ought to be a song in our heart unto him this morning as we worship him. First of all, when we worship, there's a showing. It'll break out on us. Number two, there's a knowing. Say, preacher, what do you mean? Watch this in verse 3. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Glory to God. I'm glad I got that settled. Amen. This world's all mixed up and upside down and inside out, but I'm glad I've got it settled. Listen, he is God. I know that this morning. Amen. How privileged we are to know that. It is he that hath made us, not we ourselves. We're his people and the sheep of his pasture. Aren't you glad you know that this morning? Do you know that you belong to him? If you don't, beloved, you can know it before you leave this service. You can take Jesus to be your Savior this morning and know that he is God. Look at verse 5. For the Lord is good. You know, I don't need anybody to tell me that, Brother Gary. I know it. I said God is good. Help me. God is good all the time. That's exactly right. Amen. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. I remember laying on the couch. Miss Eve and I only have two children.
I hadn't been saved in just a little while, maybe a week or two, maybe a month or two, not long at all. I remember laying on the couch, 714, what was the name of that road, Miss Eve? That was Route 714, wasn't it? Anyway, Price Bridge Road, that's right. We lived in an old farmhouse. Wind blowed, so did the curtains. Amen. Taped the outside of the windows 1 year. That works a good. Taped the inside and outside the next year. Amen. Only had to burn 10 cord of wood instead of 12 to stay warm. Stay warm one side at a time, sweet Jesus. Amen. That's the way you got warm. When you got out of the bathtub, you ran to the wood stove in the living room. Amen. So you wouldn't freeze to death. I'm telling you, I was laying on the couch one day and I thought, what have we done? That's what I thought. Bringing these children into this world. It dawned on me how wicked this world is. It dawned on me, Brother Steve, how wicked and ungodly and how vile this world is that we live in. If that hadn't dawned on you, beloved, you better get your head out of the sand. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, it's getting darker by the day. But that just tells you and I, beloved, that are saved by the grace of God, we're nearing the shore. The Bible said the love of many waxed cold. It's not going to get better and better. It's going to get worse and worse. And I was laying there one day just thinking about the children, wondering, what have we done bringing these children into the world? And the sweet Holy Ghost spoke to me, and he said this, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said, I'll be the same for your youngins. Brother Steve, the one that prayed for you, little Sawyer, he's a grandchild. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? Read what that verse said. It said, his truth will endure to all generations. Thank God the truth will be there for Sawyer. The truth will be there for Olivia. The truth will be there for Ava. The truth will be there for Amelia. The truth will be there for every generation till Jesus comes. And how we ought to bless his name. And thank him this morning that the truth is there. Not only is there a showing, and not only is there a knowing, but in a person that worships, there's a going. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Look in verse number 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Oh, hallelujah. You know what's sad? What's sad this morning is there are people that are not able to go to the house of God that would love to be here. And there are people that are more than able to go to the house of God that are not here this morning. You say, preacher, don't be fussing. I'm not going to fuss. I'm just going to tell it like it is. There's a judgment seat coming for God's people. And beloved, it'll be a happy day in our life when we determine that by the grace of God, we're going to be faithful to the house of God. And we're going to be thankful for one another. We're going to be thankful for our Bible, thankful for the choir, thankful for the singing. Brother Ralph, on Friday night, I know you're the choir director, and you have to wonder on a Friday night how many will come, or will we have a good showing? And they filled the choir up Friday night and sang the praises of God, and how grateful we ought to be able to go down to the house of God. The Bible said, enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Sister Beth, I'm not real smart, but I know there was times Bill didn't feel like coming, but he knew where he belonged, and he wanted to be where he belonged, in the house of God. He was faithful. I tell you, it showed up as Brother Steve mentioned in the parking lot. Listen, if no one had left, the parking lot wouldn't have held them. We'd have parked the back field. We'd have parked that driveway and that driveway over there full too. Amen. But people were constantly coming and going and still yet parked all the way back to the shelter. When I came out of the shelter, I thought to myself, what a testimony. What a testimony. I said, what a testimony. There was somebody that loved to go down to the house of God. So it has to do with worship. Second thing I want to give you, and this is an unusual thought, but you're going to get it. I believe you'll get it. I believe you'll agree with me. Turn to Romans chapter number 1. Romans chapter number 1. You wouldn't think about the word thankful being used in a chapter like Romans chapter number 1. But in verse number 21, and I'm going to look at several verses this morning. I try not to be too long. But not only does it have to do with worship, but being thankful has to do with a warning. Listen to me carefully. It has to do with a warning. God is sounding a warning right here. Look in verse number 21. The Bible said, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Look at that. But became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. A lot of us are trying to raise children. Some are trying to raise grandchildren. We're not raising our grandchildren. Thank God we get to spoil them and send them home. But I'm going to tell you something right now. We ought to be doing our best to cultivate a thankful spirit in our children and in our own heart. If you look at the Romans chapter number 1, the Bible said neither were they thankful. You know what's going on in Romans chapter 1. I'm going to touch on a little bit, and I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time. But there's two things that I believe that we could encapsulate everything that's going on in the chapter under. Number 1, in verse number 16 of Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Number 1, they failed to be thankful for the gospel of Christ. When's the last time, beloved, you thank God that you live in a place, or you had a mom and a daddy that brought you up in a place where you could hear the gospel of Christ? Brother Mike, those children over there, y'all are doing a wonderful job. The children's church, Wednesday night, Sunday school, the teachers. Children need to be taught to be thankful. Not to take for granted the clothes they have on their back. Not to take for granted the shoes they have on their feet. Not to take for granted the roof that they have over their head. Not to take for granted the gospel of the Lord Jesus that they get to hear when they go down to the house of God. They failed to be thankful for the gospel. I'm going to make a statement. You don't have to agree with it. One preacher said, you have a right to be wrong. America has become gospel hardened. They've heard it, and they've heard it, and they've heard it, and they've heard it. So what's going on now in the world? I'll tell you what's going on. The door is wide open in the Philippines. The door is opening in Africa. The door is opening in China. The door is opening around the world in places that have never heard the blessed story, how that Christ died for our sin according to the Scripture. He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. I'm telling you, God is sounding a warning. There is a danger in not being thankful for the privilege to hear the gospel of Christ. Not only, beloved, is there a danger because they failed to be thankful for the gospel of Christ, but they failed to be thankful for the God of creation. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Look in verse 18. The Bible said, for the wrath of God, the righteousness of God is revealed in verse 17, but the wrath of God is revealed in verse 18 from heaven, against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are, would somebody read me those next two words? There is not one individual going to stand at the great white throne judgment and have an excuse before the God of heaven. God is going to say, I put the sun there. I put the stars there. I'm the creator of heaven and earth. I tried and I tried and I tried to speak to your heart. And what happened? Instead of worshiping the God of creation, they worshiped the creature instead of the creator. That's for you if you're a tree hugger. We're in a mess in this world. They'd rather let a whole state be set on fire than to cut one of the trees. God is saying there's a danger in an unthankful spirit. Miss Eve and I, we cannot take any credit for it. We give God the glory. When our children were little, we never said yay or nay about the fella in the red suit at Christmas time. We didn't fuss about it. We didn't say yay or nay. But when they went over there under the tree, there was something from Mom, or something from Mom and Dad, or something from Pop-Pop, or something from Mom. Brother Steve, I never seen anything like it. We raised children that would open a package of socks and go to their mommy and go to their daddy. I'm talking about before they opened another package and say, thank you, Dad. Thank you, Mom. We're living in an unthankful generation. We're living in a generation where people think everything is owed to them. There are people running in an election right now that say that, well, what we need to do is just eliminate student debt. Why don't they just come on over to my house and eliminate all that too? Say amen. I mean, if you make a debt, listen to me, you ought to pay it. Ain't that right? Neither were they thankful. They failed to be thankful for the God of creation. And the Bible said they became vain in their imagination. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, the Word of God said they became fools. A man or a woman, a boy or a girl that were marched through this walk of life and not be a thankful person is in danger of becoming a fool. It has to do with worship. Being thankful has to do with worship. But according to God's word, it has to do with a warning. God is sounding a warning. Listen to some of the things. In verse 22, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible men, idol worship. Verse 24, God also gave them up. You ought to underline that in your Bible, to uncleanness. In verse 25, they exchanged or changed the truth of God into a lie. They worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. The verse 26, God gave them up. You ought to underline that in your Bible. Unto vile affections. In verse number 28, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. And God gave them over to a reprobate mind. You say, preacher, that's so terrible. What I'm trying to get you to see is it started with an unthankful heart. They were not thankful for the gospel. They were not thankful for the God of creation, nor the gospel of Jesus Christ. Watch this now. The Bible said in verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness. It said there, fornication, wickedness, covetous, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Listen to me, Mom and Dad. If that youngin's kicking you in the shin, it's not that youngin's fault. It's yours. We're living in a generation, oh, my kid's not thankful. That's no big deal. You better make it a big deal. Oh, my kid's a little bit rebellious. That's no big deal. They'll all be rebellious. You better make it a big deal. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. The Word of God said disobedient to parents. I'm going to tell you something right now. I spent 10 years of my life going to the prisons, Brother Lucas. I told those men this right here. Every one of you can trace your problem back to a lack of respect for the authority that God put in your life. It might have started with a mom or a dad. Most of them was raised by an aunt or a grandmother. Are you listening to me? Not many of them at all had two parents, but I'm going to tell you this, listen to me carefully. It was often, I'd tell you, Miss Eve, when I come in off the road, it was often that they were raised by a preacher and his wife, a good family. Just because you grow up in a good family don't mean you're going to go for God. God will not let us make puppets out of our children. We can train them, and we should. And if our kids are going the right way, we ought to thank God they're going the right way. And if they're not going the right way, we need to pray that God will get a hold of them and set them in the right way. Disobedient to parents. See, many of these things are just looked at as, man, awful, wicked sin. Without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful. Then the Word of God said, who knowing the judgment of God, the day which commits such things are worthy of death. Not only do they do the same, but they have pleasure in them that do them. God is sounding a warning. We better be thankful. If we're going to worship, we better be thankful. We better heed God's warning this morning. Amen. Heed the warning from the Lord. Let me give you this and I'm done. Turn your Bibles to Colossians chapter number 3. This is the last time the word thankful is used in the Bible. The very last time. It's used 3 times. Psalm 100, it has to do with worship. Romans chapter 1, it has to do with a warning. And then in Colossians chapter 3, Sister Beth, this is one of the verses we used the other night. And I didn't have any idea what I was preaching today until yesterday afternoon the Lord showed me. Colossians chapter 3, verse number 14 said this, and above all things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you're called in one body. What's those next words say? Say it out loud with me, please. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Here it comes again. Singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. The last thing I want to give you is this. Not only does it have to do with worship, not only does it have to do with a warning, but beloved, being thankful has to do with our well-being. You say, preacher, what do you mean? You show me a Christian that has the joy of the Lord in their life, and I'll show you a Christian, Brother Rose, that's a thankful person. I'll show you somebody that don't take their wife for granted, that don't take their children for granted, that don't take their home for granted, that don't take their salvation for granted. Listen carefully. That don't take their Bible for granted. That don't take access to the throne of God for granted. Amen. They have the privilege to pray. You show me a person that's well. I'm talking about spiritually well. And I'll show you a person that is a thankful individual. The Bible said here, let me give you just a couple of things quickly. Number one, when a person is well, they put on charity. The Bible said, above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Let me ask you something, beloved. What is it that holds a family together in a world that's wanting to tear a family apart? Have any of you all ever been introduced to Gorilla Glue? It doesn't make sense, Brother Rick, to me, but they tell you to wet the two surfaces before you put the glue on it. But I found out a long time ago, the people that write the instructions know what they're talking about. It's getting ready to be Christmas times, and some of you daddies are just like me. You tear it out of the box and you start putting it together so that, and your wife says, you need to read the instructions. You lay, I got this. And you're down to that last part, and then you get to take it all apart and put that part in. How many's been there and done that? I can't stand it. When my wife is right, Brother Gary, that's not good. It's all right for her to be right as long as it's not where she's right and I'm wrong. But Gorilla Glue, it says just to wet the two surfaces. And man, you put something together with that stuff. JB Weld. You mix that together, it's an epoxy. And I was trying to put a handle, Brother Preston. It extends the handle out, and it makes it easier to work the bolt on a bolt-action rifle. Brother Michael could relate to this, too. And Brother Michael, I bought dies to thread it with. Now, I don't know if the dies were soft or the handle was hard, but I could not thread it. And you know what I did? I just gripped my teeth. I took it over to grinder, and I ground a few grooves in it. I mixed me up some JB Weld, socked it on there, buddy. You'd have to saw it off, amen. You say, preacher, where in the world are you going? I'm going to tell you what hold a home together when nothing else will. The love of God. A thankful spirit. When mom looks at that youngin and says, honey, I thank God for you. When that youngin looks at mom or looks at dad and says, mom, I'm blessed to have a mom like you. Help me! The devil have a hard time getting through that glue. Not only does it work in the home, but let me tell you somewhere else where it works. That's down at the house of God. Charity will be that bond that'll keep us together while the enemy's trying to tear us apart. Being thankful for one another. Not taking one another for granted. Help me today. Being thankful. Being thankful. I try to go through here and shake hands with these teenagers. All of them. Let me just say this. Won't cost you a dime. They're all important to me. I love them all. Lots of different backgrounds, lots of different situations. But the love of God is no respecter of persons. You can mark that down. None. Even in our adults, we do different things, have different backgrounds, different educations. But I'm going to tell you, God's love calls you to love everybody. The bond. Put on charity. Then, number two, when you're well, you have the peace of God. See it right there. And the Word of God said, you're called in one body. Just as sure, I didn't mean to say this, but it's there, and I think it fits well right here. Brother Thurman, over and over in John 17, when Jesus was praying, he'd say that they may be one. He's talking to his Father. He said, preacher, how did he want the church to be one? He said, just as we are one. Just like he was one with his Father, that's the way he wanted us to be one. Well, now let me ask you something. If God desires and prayed for us to be one, tell me what the enemy desires. Help me. He wants to tear, don't he? He wants to rip. But I'm telling you this morning, God said it has to do with worship. It has to do with a warning, and it has to do with our well-being. There's not one individual, not one, that I can't bow my head today or look them square in their eye and say, I thank God for you. I thank God for you. He said, well, preacher, everybody ain't right where they're supposed to be. Guess what? You ain't either. Probably in pretty good company, ain't we, Brother Ralph? Just trying to get there. So why don't we just love one another on the way? Amen. Let me give you this and I'm finished. How many are glad you come already? A Scottish minister, his name was Alexander White, was known for his uplifting prayers in the pulpit. He always found something for which to be grateful. One Sunday morning, the weather was so gloomy that one church member thought to himself, certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord on a wretched day like this. Much to his surprise, however, the pastor began by praying. He said, we thank thee, O God, that it's not always like this. I believe God's people ought to be the most joyful people on the face of the earth. And I also believe God's people ought to be the most thankful people on the face of the earth. May God help us today. May God help us.